Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the friends and for the members of Elmira Baptist Church, and we're located about halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. I'm Pastor Scott. Welcome to the podcast. Today is Thursday, November 11th, 2021, Veterans Day. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 commands us, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So let's start out with the obvious. We ought to be thankful to our veterans. And I want to personally thank each one of you that has served in the armed forces for our country. Thank you for your service. A little bit of news about this upcoming Sunday. Tim Silcott is scheduled to be with us Sunday through Wednesday. And on Sunday, this is going to be the schedule 9:45 Sunday school. Teens and adults will meet together in the sanctuary for a combined class with Brother Silcott. Then at 11 o'clock, Brother Silcott is going to be with the children in junior church. The rest of us will meet there in the sanctuary for our time of worship. For the sermon, the title is The First Commandment. You can read the chapter in Mark chapter 12, that we've been working on. We're now to the third question. The scribe asked Jesus, "What is the first commandment?" And Jesus' response leads to our verse for the year, which is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength." So read Mark chapter 12 and ask the Lord to prepare your heart for the message. Then at 5 o'clock in the evening, we'll all be together. Brother Silcott will preach to us, and after that 5 o'clock service, we'll have a pie social. We're going to meet in the ministry room. If the weather's nice, it will be dark, but we can head outside. You can be inside, wherever you're comfortable. Join us for a time of fellowship and food. Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m., Brother Silcott is going to continue our kids' conference. And while it is designed for children, I want all of you to feel welcome to come. Adults, you'll enjoy watching the children, excitedly watching Brother Silcott. So that's Monday and Tuesday night at 7. On Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Brother Silcott will continue with children and with a few of their adult leaders. But the rest of us will meet for a time of Bible study and prayer in the sanctuary on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I want to give you some good news. Next week, on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, this podcast will feature some clips from an interview that I did with Brother John Nordstrom. He has been an integral part of this church now for literally decades. He was a good friend to Pastor Harder before Pastor Harder even came to Elmira Baptist Church. In fact, before Pastor Harder was even in the ministry, they met each other at Bible college. So he has a lot of interesting insights about Pastor Harder, about Elmira Baptist Church's history, and about ministry in general, and I believe you'll benefit from those. So that'll be next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday's podcast. You can expect little clips from that interview. That'll mean the podcast will go a little bit longer next week. Instead of 5 to 6 minutes, you can expect 8, 9, maybe 10-minute podcast. We've got a lot of Saturdays that are full between now and the end of the year. Let me just run through them quickly so that you'll have an idea. And again, I don't expect you to be at every Saturday event that Elmira Baptist Church has. Many of you are busy people with busy lives and family. But I don't want you to miss the opportunity to benefit from these activities as well. And let me encourage you to pick out one or two or three and join us. This coming Saturday, the teens are headed to Wolf Mountain for a one-day retreat. The following Saturday, November 20th, is our workday and Christmas decoration. Men, I can use a dozen of you or more outside on some projects. And ladies, I'm going to invite you to come inside and help with the church decorations. The Saturday following that is the one right after Thanksgiving. Take a breath. Catch a breather. Spend time with family. The first Saturday of December, December 4th, we're going to invite everyone in the church to travel together to Sylvieville Tree Farm. You can pick up a Christmas tree, you can ride the sleigh, you can visit the boutique shops, you can go to the petting zoo. A lot of different things you can do there, many of which are free, a few of which cost money. And then the second Saturday of December, December 11th, is a ladies' Christmas crafting party. The third Saturday of December, December 18th, is Christmas caroling. Join us in the afternoon, and we'll go out and carol to some of the members of Elmira Baptist Church. And the fourth Saturday of December, December 25th, is Christmas Day. So you'll get to spend time with family at home. So that means between now and the end of the year, we have something on almost every Saturday. Pray for those teens that'll be headed to the teen retreat this week, and pray for Brother Silcott's visit. If I've already begun praying, and I hope you have as well, but if you've not taken time to ask the Lord to bless our evangelists as he comes and bless our hearts through his ministry, please do that. Now, I chose the scripture readings for November to remind us to be thankful, that is, to be full of thanks. And last week, we read from Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is an important psalm. All these psalms are important, but it's a psalm that is characterized by prayer and characterized by thanksgiving. So in Psalm 100, let's look at just verses 4 and 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Again, it's November, and in my mind, November is also always associated with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a day that we set aside to give thanks. And I'm concerned that that tradition of thankfulness, setting aside a day to remind ourselves to be thankful, I'm beginning to wonder if that tradition is lost. Some people indeed call it Turkey Day. And in many people's minds, the fourth Thursday of November is nothing more than the day before Black Friday. And there are many people that spend more time concentrating on sports on that day, concentrating on shopping or preparing for shopping that day, and concentrate on giving thanks to God and to others. We went to Mongolia as a family in 2001. We saw there a culture that had been unaffected by the tradition of Thanksgiving. When we learned to say thank you to people, we were actually learning to say, hey, I'm happy, or you've made me happy. The word for Thanksgiving is a very obscure word in the Mongolian language. And it took me a while to find it and to understand how to use it because I almost never heard a Mongolian use the word. They don't say to people, thank you. When they pray, they're not likely to say, thank you, Lord. They've lost the sense of gratitude. Psalm 100 reminds us to start our conversations with God, with gratitude, and with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And we enter into his courts with praise. We are thankful to him. We bless his name because God is good. Because his mercy is everlasting, and because his truth endures to all generations. Don't lose your sense of gratitude. Be intentional in thanking God and praising him as soon as you enter into your time of prayer. Be intentional about thanking God and praising him whenever you see his hand at work in your life, and trust me, it's at work all the time. Be intentional in your gratitude and thankfulness to others as well. Remember that this Sunday is our chance to worship the Lord together. Brother Silcott will be with us all day Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't say, well, I'll stay home and catch the live stream. You can stay home. Lord willing, we will live stream it, but I hope that you'll join us on Sunday. This has been the Elmira NU podcast for November 11th, 2021. You can join us this Sunday, 9:45, for Sunday school, 11 for morning worship, and 5 for evening worship. Don't forget the Pi Social to follow. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me tomorrow for another edition of Elmira and You. And don't forget to be thankful to God for His blessings today.